Good morning, everybody. Oh, you can be louder than that. I just heard you singing. Good morning, everybody. Oh, that's much better. Welcome to worship here at Kemeny Church. I bet you didn't know coming here today, you're going to get some exercise this morning, standing and sitting and get the blood moving at the very least. We're so pleased to have every member of every uniformed organization gathered here today for our Thinking Day and our Founders Day service. It has been a wee while since we've had this service in the church. Yeah. I think it's been since February of 2020, so it's been a long break, and we're so glad to have everyone back here together for this wonderful time together. Just a little bit of news to share at the start of our time, one important intimation for our church family. I'm pleased to announce an ordination announcement that Mrs. Fiona Lister, known to many of us here in Kemeny, is going to be ordained this week as a minister of word and sacrament to the charge of Aberdeen North Parish Church. This will happen on Thursday, the 7th of March, 7 p.m. at Aberdeen North Church at Greenfern Road in Aberdeen. And I'm sure we all send our best wishes and our prayers to Fiona as she begins this new chapter of her life and the start of ordained ministry. So that's a happy news to share. Are there any other intimations or news to share with our church family at the start of our time together today? Going once, twice. Let's take a moment then of quiet to quiet our minds and our hearts as we prepare together for this time of worship. Let's take a moment of silence now. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And let us sing our gathering song, and we'll have our procession of flags as we sing together. Come, now is the time to worship.
Now is the time to worship.
Now to lead us in our opening prayer, I invite forward Andrew Hendry. Andrew.
Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to be together today. Thank you for the privilege of being part of our uniformed organizations. Thank you for every member of our local groups. Thank you for our local leaders who pour so much into our lives, into each of our lives. Today, we are mindful that we are all part of a greater legacy. Thank you for the work of the worldwide Scout and Guide movement. Thank you for the continued impact of the Lord and Lady Baldwin Powell. In this time of worship, help us to hear our speaking into our lives as we hear the good news of Jesus. Maybe we can be inspired to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Help us to end divisions and to work for the good of all people. We pray these things in God's holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. Well done. And now we'll have the renewal of promises.
All right, we have the beavers to stand, please. All beavers and leaders. Okay, we'll have the scout sign, please. Come on, Joshua. Thank you. Okay, beaver promise.
I promise.
To do my best.
To
be kind and helpful. And to love our world. Thank you very much, beavers. Right.
Okay, if I could get the Cubs, Scouts and Explorers to stand. And leaders as well, why not? Yep. So if you make the scout sign, please. Yep. And just repeat after me. On my honour, I promise that I will do my best
to uphold our scout values,
to do my duty to the King,
to help other people,
and to keep the scout law. Thank you.
Rainbows, can I ask you to stand? And we'll do the same, we'll say one line at a time. Okay, ready? I promise that I will do my best.
I promise I will do my best.
To think about my beliefs.
Think about my beliefs.
And to be kind and helpful.
And
good job, girls. Can I ask the brownies and guides to stand, please? And oops. I promise that I will do my best.
I promise I will do my best.
To be true to myself and develop my beliefs.
To serve my King and my community,
and keep the Brownie Guide Law. Thank you very much.
Well done, promises reaffirmed. And now we have a very special guide reading. I would invite our readers forward for this part of our service together.
Every year, we come together on around the 22nd of February, the birthday of our founder, Robert Baden Powell. His sister Agnes Baden Powell and the first World Chief Guide, where we celebrate Founders Day for Scouting and Thinking Day for Guiding. Here we celebrate international friendships with our brothers and sisters in scouting and guiding around the world. These candles symbolise what unites us as the world guiding family and this world scouting family, and help us to remember our sisters and brothers around the globe.
We light these candles in remembrance of the sky and sun that shines all around people around the world. We share the same sky and sun, whether rich or poor, taller or smaller, older or younger, worship different faiths or no faith, come from different countries and have different abilities.
We light these candles to remember our founder, Robert Baden Powell, his sister Agnes Baden Powell, who helped found Scouting and the Girl Guides, and Robert Baden Powell's wife, Olive Baden Powell, our first World Chief Guide. Together they showed young boys, girls, women and men the way of Scouting and Guides to be prepared and do a good turn every day.
We light this candle to represent the promise and law
that we pledge to keep with hope that it will become a way of life for all who make that promise. We light this candle in hope of peace in every country and territory around the world. We remember our brothers and sisters who have been affected by war and natural disasters.
We light this candle to remind ourselves to always stay true to our beliefs, even when it's not easy. We light this candle to represent readiness to serve and to help other people as expressed in the Scout and Guide Law, to always be prepared.
We light this candle in honour of friendship, remembering our brothers and sisters in scouting and guiding, wherever they may be, in homes, churches, meeting halls, refugee camps, hospitals and shelters. We will now each light our own candle for the candle of friendship. Each of these candles is a symbol of scouting and guiding, light of friendship and peace we carry wherever we go in our local community and around the world.
Thank you, and very well done to each of our readers, giving us a lot to reflect on, a lot to think about. And just by way of invitation, if there's anybody here, any small children with families who wish to go to our church center for Sunday school that is on and operating over the church center, you're warmly invited to stay here for the rest of the service, of course. Everyone's welcome. But just know there's also an opportunity for young learning over at the church center, and all are welcome if they wish to depart for that during this next song that we sing. But how fitting is it that we have the candles, we hear what they represent, and we sing together our next song, This Little Light of Mine.
Let it shine. The light that shines is the light of love. Light.
The light is from
Well done on the singing, and even more well done on the clapping. And we have our reading from Scripture next in the service. And to read Scripture for us today, I would invite forward Cameron and Faith.
But don't take any of this for granted.
It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's way had no idea of any of this. Didn't know the first thing about the way God works. Hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of the riches that God's covenant and promises in Israel. Hadn't a clue what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you, who were once out of it altogether, are in on everything. The was made things up between us that were now together on this, both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall that we used to keep each other at a distance. He replaced the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody.
Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here, with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. In what he is building, he used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstoner that holds us all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home.
Well done, Cameron. Well done, Faith. Thank you for sharing that reading with us today. We continue in worship with singing our next song together, Oh, For a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Oh,
morning again. It's such a pleasure to be with all of the uniformed organizations this morning. And I must say, you all look very smart in your uniforms this morning. You all look very put together across every single group we have. And here in the church, we've been going through a very special part of the Bible over the last few weeks. It's a letter called Ephesians. You can see it up there on the screen. It says, Ephesians, breaking down divisions. Now, Ephesians was an ancient city. Anybody have any guess which modern-day country was Ephesus in? Anybody have a guess? Yeah. Greece, that's a great guess. You're in the right general vicinity. Any other guesses? Which country do you think the city of Ephesus was in? And it's still there today. People, you can still go visit the ruins. It's quite impressive. It's been a country that's been in the news a lot recently because of an earthquake. Anybody have another guess? Let's see. Let's go on the other side here. What do you think? Say again. Syria, that's a great guess. That's also been in the news because of the earthquake. Let's see, what other countries have been in the news because of the earthquake? Turkey, yes, that is correct. Who here is going to say Turkey? Here's your hand, you're going to say Turkey. Yep, you got the right answers as well. So, it was in the country of Turkey. And I have another question for you. Raise your hands. Who here has a brother? Who here has a brother? Okay, me too. Yeah. Who here has a sister? Okay. Who here has both brothers and sisters? Okay. Who here has a cousin? Yeah. Okay. Who here has at least one friend? I hope every hand's up. Yeah. Okay. Who here knows someone else at your school? Every hand should be up. Raise your hands. Yep. Right. Okay. So in one form or another, we all know other people, don't we? Yes, we do. So here's another question. Who here has ever, and be honest, who here has ever had an argument or a disagreement with another person? Raise your hand, adults too. You ever had an argument or disagreement with another person? I'm not going forward till every hand is up. Both hands. Yep. Right? And if you've ever had a sibling, your hand should definitely be up, right? So here's the truth of it. Sooner or later in life, boys and girls, we're all going to disagree with someone, or someone's going to disagree with us. It's just part of human nature. We all have different beliefs, don't we? Different values, different ways of looking at the world. I've heard this morning promises made that you're going to be promised to be true to your beliefs, to think about your beliefs, to do your best, to be of service to others. But we're all different. We all come from somewhere different, don't we? Yes, we do. Now, if you didn't know, actually, let me ask you another question. How old do you think the church is? Not this church building, but the church across the world. How old do you think the church is? Anybody have a guess? How old is the church? Let's see here. How old do you think the church is?
About 20,000 years.
20,000 years? That's... Why don't you take 10 off? 2,000, just over 2,000. You got most of the numbers right, though. That's very impressive, right? So the church has been around for just over a little more than 2,000 years, and that's a long time. We know that Jesus started the church, and we know that the very first people he asked to follow him, he called them apostles. All of these 12 apostles, they were all very different people. And you know what else? When you look through the Bible, we see that they had a lot of arguments and disagreements. And this pattern, to be honest with you, has continued throughout the history of the church. And do you know why there are so many arguments and disagreements in the church? Do you know why? Because the church is filled with people. And this is what we do as people. We all have different ideas, different beliefs. We have to find a way to live together, to work together, and to pursue common goals together. Because anytime there are people involved, there are going to be different ways of doing things, different ways of looking at the world. And there have to be things that have to be figured out. And this passage that Cameron and Faith read for us a few moments ago, it's all about working through disagreements. In the early years of the Christian faith, over 2,000 years ago, churches were based in cities and towns like Ephesus in Turkey, and they included all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And since the church was new, everyone who came to these churches was new at being a Christian. And so they had a lot to figure out. So another show of hands. Who here thinks that the worldwide scout and guide movement is a good thing? Raise your hand if you think it's a good thing. I hope every uniformed hand is up. Absolutely. And in this letter to the Ephesians that Cameron and Faith read for us, this passage, Paul, an apostle, is reminding these new Christians and reminding all of us that we can never take good things for granted. Every good thing we have takes dedication. It takes commitment, and it takes hard work. And it's a great privilege, I think, to be a part of the uniformed organizations. But all these good things you enjoy, all the activities you get to do, all the time you have together, it doesn't happen by itself, does it? It takes a lot of planning, a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of volunteering of time from your leaders as well. And in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul said exactly this. He said, don't take any of this for granted. He says, because of Christ, you who were once out of it are together now in everything. And he also wrote that the Messiah, Jesus, has made things up between us. So we're now together in all of this. He tore down the wall, the dividing wall, that used to keep each other at a distance. Now, boys and girls, Christians believe that Jesus gives us the best and clearest picture of God. If you want to know who God is, what God is like, Christians believe that we only need to look at Jesus. And again, from this text, Paul wrote, Jesus tore down the dividing wall we use to keep each other at a distance. So Jesus is in the business of breaking down divisions between people. And as human beings, we're so good at creating divisions between each other. We do it all the time, right? In some ways that are rather innocent, in some ways that are a little more severe. But the Bible tells us that we are meant to live differently. And by choosing to be a part of your uniformed organizations, you're already saying, I want to live differently. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And being a part of the worldwide scout and guide movement, by the way, I was a Cub Scout in the United States growing up. Good way to be. You're telling the world that you want to live with a sense of integrity. You want to be an example for others to follow. You want to live a life of service to others. And you've already promised again this morning to do so. You've already promised to think about your beliefs. You've promised to do your duty to the King. And now, going into another year with your groups, it's up to each of you to keep your promise. And I am sure that each of you will. On each of your lives, I am sure that you will think about how you can work to end division and break down walls of hatred, fear, and intolerance. And this is hard work, but it's good work you're doing. It's worth doing. When Paul wrote Ephesians, he knew this. He knew it would not be easy to convince people to get along with each other. But he knew it was very much worth doing. And I look around the church today, and personally, I feel very encouraged. I feel hopeful. Each one of you here today is proof to me that better days are coming. At the end of this passage in Ephesians, Paul talks about this new community, this new world being built brick by brick into something much greater than ourselves. And each of you here, I'm convinced each of you here is part of the solution. And so may God bless each of you. May God continue to bless the worldwide scout and guide movement. Amen. We continue in worship now with singing our next hymn of praise, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Now to lead us in our prayers for others, I would invite Thomas forward.
Dear Lord, we are thankful to be together today. We are also mindful of the blessings we have in each of our lives. As those who have so much, we turn our hearts and minds to the needs of others. Today we pray for the country and people of Ukraine. We are sad that this senseless war is now into a second year of fighting. We pray that fighting and violence would come to an end and that peace would return to Ukraine. We pray for everyone in our own community who is struggling, especially those who are grieving, those who are sad, and those who are unwell. Lord, may your healing and peace be with all who are in need. Today, we also pray for those in our world who have lost their homes. We pray especially for those in the countries of Turkey, Syria, and Yemen. Lord, may you provide for those who are in need, and may you bless those who have dedicated their lives to working with refugees. We pray for all those working in the NHS in such challenging conditions. We hope that disputes over pay will soon be at end, so that everyone can focus their attention on caring for those who are in need. We pray for the continued work of the Worldwide Scout and Guide Movement. Help every member and every leader to live and serve with purpose and integrity. We also pray for our own communities. Lord, inspire us to be of help and service to those who are in need. Help us remember that what happens to one of us has an impact on all of us. Thank you for this time together, Lord. We pray all these things in your holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Thomas. Well done. Well, now we have a presentation from the uniformed organizations.
As part of As part of the Scout movement, we all work through badges, we all do challenges, we all develop ourselves. And it's a whole set system, and our success as leaders is measured by the amount of badges and of development that the boys and girls can do in the scouting movement. And our ultimate challenge within the scout section is to achieve the Chief Scout Gold Award. Right? This badge here is a representation of what all scout leaders and the scouts themselves have managed to achieve. And it's with great joy and happiness that Dominic Charlton, Dominic, come up please, has achieved all the challenges and the badges. And you can see from the amount of badges he's got on his arm and on his chest. So the ones on his chest here are the ones that ultimately is the Chief Scout Gold Award. So congratulations, Dominic.
Right, so it's our great privilege today to introduce a new leader to our scout section, and one of our top scouts at the moment, Logan, will help invest him into the scout group.
James, if you could repeat after me. On my honour. On my honour.
On my honour.
I promise that I will do my best.
I promise that I will do my best.
To do my duty to God and to the King.
To do my duty to God and to the King.
To help other people.
To help other people.
And to keep the Scout Law.
And keep the Scout Law.
Welcome to the world, my family.
Thank you very much.
James Hopkins. Welcome to Kemeny for Scouts. Thank you.
I've now got to invest four explorers that have progressed up from Cubs, so if they want to come forward. While they're coming forward, you probably noticed I've got the promise and the bit of paper here, and I do apologise for that, but since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper, I've had one promise in my head, and it's always had Queen in it, and now it's King, and it just completely throws me. But plus the fact that the Scouts have progressed onto a multi-faith and people with no faith organisation. So we've now got a complete range of promises, so it's no longer one promise fits all. So, but in my head, I've just got one promise, since that's what I've always learned. So, okay, so if I get you to take the Scout sign, repeat after me. On my honour. I promise that I will do my best.
I promise that I will do my best.
To uphold our scout values.
To uphold our scout values.
To do my duty to the King.
To do my duty to the King.
To help other people.
To help other people.
And to keep the scout off.
And to keep the scout off.
Welcome to Explorers.
Very good, well done, and congratulations to all. You see all these young people giving their lives to something greater than themselves, and I hope you're feeling as encouraged as I am today seeing this. And as we prepare to sing our closing song of praise, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
go forth from this place today and let God use your lives to build something greater than ourselves, brick by brick. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may this blessing be upon each of us, upon all our uniformed organizations, upon all who we know, this day and forevermore.
God save the King.